I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Kyungja's first time hearing about God in North Korea was from her torturer. Kyungja was arrested and beaten for sneaking into China, and her interrogator demanded to know if she talked to anyone in China about God. At the time, she didn't know who God was. Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton says later she escaped North Korea and then heard the gospel.
She has been discipled. She has been given God's book so that she can read it and has really come to faith in Christ and understands what that means to have faith in Christ.
More on this story at missionnews.org. Next, the Trump administration lifted the ban of refugees from 11 high-risk countries, but fewer refugees will be admitted. Bethany Christian Services' Chris Polusky says,
we expect to see refugee resettlement numbers go down again. We would like to call the administration. In fact, we wrote a letter to the administration with all of our board members asking that that number be lifted to 85,000 a year.
The reason we're talking about it is because Bethany has resettlement projects that connects refugees with churches. Pray for gospel opportunities. And yesterday, we said goodbye to one of the most well-known evangelists in the world, called America's pastor. Billy Graham passed away at 99. Mission Network News' Dodd Morris.
Ruth, there are many people who say that Billy Graham played a role in bringing them to Christ. The National Association of Evangelicals says in his lifetime, Billy Graham preached the gospel to nearly 215 million people. And as we celebrate his life of servitude to God, please continue to pray for his family and that the legacy he left behind will inspire the church to continue to spread God's word to the nations. Dodd Morris, Mission Network News.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.